Former Whitehorse City Councilor and Yukon Party hopeful Ted Laking said the federal government is not moving fast enough when it comes to the old federal building on Range Road. 419 to 421 Range Road in Tahini was put on the Canada Public Land Bank in November. Since then, the building is listed as being open for feedback. As the news reported when the property was first added to the land bank, Laking pushed for the building to be opened up for residential development in September 2023 during his time on Whitehorse City Council. It sounded quite promising that, you know, sure, it had taken them some time, but they finally, they heard us loud and clear, and they were going to get it out the door, said Laking. However, when he had not heard anything since the property's addition to the land bank, he said he reached out to the federal government. The government told him the property was currently in a market sounding phase. He said he was unable to get any timelines for property. They don't have timelines, and they don't have any idea of what's going to happen with it, said Laking. So to me, it really came off as smoke and mirrors in advance of a federal election, as a way to kind of kick this one down the road, said Laking. He said the territorial government should take the initiative on the property and make the federal government come to the table on it. Laking is seeking a nomination to run as a candidate for the Yukon Party in the upcoming territorial election. He previously sought the nomination to run as the federal conservative candidate for the Yukon riding, but withdrew. The building is listed on the National Inventory of Asbestos in Buildings as having asbestos. Laking says it should be demolished as it is currently serving no purpose, and housing should be rebuilt in its stead. In a March 18 email response to questions from the news, Public Services and Procurement Canada said that properties on the Canada Public Land Bank are in various stages of the disposal process, which correspond to different levels of engagement and consultation. Properties listed as being open for feedback, like 419 to 421 Range Road, are posted to get input from the community as to how the property can be developed, per the statement. They said that assessment and due diligence activities are set to be completed over the course of this year. They said strategies to address the potential relocation of government operations at the site are in development. In regards to asbestos, the agency said, due diligence work is taking place at the property, and efforts to date have not revealed any issues that would complicate the process or impact the site's future disposal prospects. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.